Hello everyone, welcome to part two of Faith School Today of our series from the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3. Today we want to continue to talk about through faith from an unusual revelation of faith from a covenant point of view. So, as you walk away at the end of today's message, you'll understand why covenant is so vital in order to walk in faith, because covenant is living a life of being housed inside of God, reconciled unto the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And it's there inside of us that everything we need, all supply, is already joined to us. You know, I used to think that to be such a mystery. I would hear from time to time people say, well, you have everything you need. You've already got what you need. And it was a mystery to me how to access that, how to tap into that. And that's why I'm so excited to bring to you these messages today, because covenant is that foundation that positions us to be in a place where all supply is joined to us already, and knowing that all supply is already joined to us. So we talked a little bit about some meanings of faith, how faith is on the inside, joined to us already, and how we are joined to the faith of the Father, the faith of the Son, and the faith of the Holy Spirit. You see, 2 Corinthians 5 says the Father was in Jesus. And what he did was he reconciled, or he joined his inheritance back into himself through the body of Jesus. Why is that significant? Because Jesus was born of covenant. 1 John 5 tells us so. And in him is eternal life. So, as we were joined back into the Father through Jesus, we were washed in the elements of covenant. Blood, water, Spirit. And when the Father brought us back into himself through the joining of those elements, he positioned us in rest. And in that position, he gave it a name, which is righteousness. Righteousness is more than right standing with God. Righteousness is more than being hidden and living inside of God. Righteousness is where the supply of all things that are needed is already joined to us through Christ. Isn't that good? And that's why faith is something that we're born of. Because faith is an extension of the faith of the Father in us, of the faith in the Son in us, of the faith in the Holy Spirit in us. That's why the centurion who had a servant at home sick went to find Jesus and said, "You just speak the word and my servant will be healed." And Jesus said, "What great faith you have." He's never seen such great faith. And the centurion left. In that same hour, the servant was healed. Why? Because the worlds are framed by the Word of God, who is Jesus. And Jesus had in him the faith of the Father. Jesus had in him the faith of the Holy Spirit. So I can just imagine what Jesus did that hour. As he spoke the word, the Father quickened healing, and the moment that the Father laid hold of that word, that servant was healed. See, Jesus of him own self, in the book of John, says that he can do nothing. It's the Father who does the work through him. So in the same way, it's the Father who does the work through Christ in us. Now, when that quickening work comes, that's when Jesus, who is the Word, gives us revelation, because the Father shines his light into Christ, that light of righteousness, and it reveals to us what's hidden in us. That's why we have revelation. We might be praying about a certain situation, and as we begin to gather scriptures together, and we begin to read them out loud with expectation, 10 minutes might go by, 15 minutes might go by reading scriptures out loud, and then all of a sudden that quickening work comes, and thoughts and ideas come to our mind that we didn't have before. And often we hear a voice on the inside of us speak one or two words or even a sentence. You see, that's what's already in us. It's an illuminating work that's already in us when the Father shines light through Christ and illuminates what we're already joined to. That's how the Word of God frames what is not yet seen. Isn't that our scripture today? Through faith, we understand that worlds are framed. So this framing work is when the Father not only quickens, but he shines his light of righteousness through Christ in us. And revelation reveals what's already joined in us. That's why they say if you can see it, you can have it. Because revelation is that illumination of what's already joined in us. And that's a world. Isn't that good? It's framed by the Word of God. It's formed by the Word of God. Because remember, as we read scriptures, this word faith means agreement with the Word or agreement with Jesus. Two or more gathered in his name, and we agree touching anything, he's there in the midst. Why? Because he is the Word of God. So through faith, the worlds are framed. That's that illuminating work of the light of righteousness of the Father with Christ. And it's made from what is not yet seen, or what's already in us, joined together in us. Isn't that good? That's the joy of covenant. That's the value of covenant. So righteousness is a place where everything we need, everything we desire is already joined. But the illuminating work of the Father to quicken literally, he shines his light through Christ in us, and it reveals what is already joined to us. I remember when I was reading the book of Revelation one day, I just looked up the word revelation. And it meant to unveil. It meant to construct. It meant to set up the framework. It meant to give birth. It meant new beginnings. It meant to infuse. See, that's what the quickening work of the Father does, or the faith of the Father. Through the faith of Christ in us. Because everything that's joined to us is hidden in Christ. See, we're not trying to fill up our storage places because our storage places are already full. What we're trying to do is get these storage places out of us, and they'll always be an overabundance of everything, of all supply, when we understand that everything that we need is in us. It's not made by things which appear outside of us, but there's things inside of us. I remember 2 Timothy Chapter 3, it says that all scripture is given by inspiration and it's God-breathed. It's available for us to correct. It's available for us to rebuke. It's available for us for instruction. It's a solid doctrine. And those last three words says that it is training or foundation in righteousness. That word training is the word foundation, which means paideia in the Greek. And it represents the idea of how you bring what's already in you out of you. Isn't that good? That's why I love the message of covenant. So, what's already in us is already joined to us. So the pure law of attraction isn't waiting on the universe to bring us something and say, come. But the pure law of attraction is when the faith of the Father meets the faith of the Son, and what is in us is illuminated through revelation of Christ, Jesus Christ in us. He is the great storage chamber, and we are joined to that storage chamber of all things. It's the riches of the inheritance that is hidden in Christ Jesus. Apostle Paul said it so well in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, that we are seated in heavenly places and we are blessed with all spiritual blessings. Why is that? Because we are joined in covenant. Joined in covenant. Hallelujah. So, as we continue to take a look at this, we remember that everything is already joined into us, and because that everything's made alive unto us, and how faith is an active power of God at work in us, and it's made alive by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I love Psalms 33 verse 6, by the word of the Lord. See, it's the Father's faith quickening Christ in us, who is the Word, And that illuminating work revealed Psalms 33:6, the heavens, framed the heavens. In that moment, they are made. See, whatever is revealed, it means it's already made. And because of that, it goes on to say, and all of the host were made by the very breath of his mouth, or the speaking, the release of life. What is breath? You know, we used to have these movements and just sit around, and we used to breathe in and breathe out like God. God breathed in, God breathed out. But you know what? Breath is life. It is quick. It's sharp. It's powerful. It's faith made alive. Because the words that spring up in you and come forth out of the revelation, the quickening work of the Father through you, it's life. And that's what is in our mouth. So when our mouth is open, the breath of our mouth is literally the life of God that's been made available to us, in us, through faith, comes out of our mouth. Isn't that good? Well, we're out of time already. I want to leave us with John 1:3, that all things are made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So as we gather together today in these scriptures, everything that we need is in scripture. And as we gather these scriptures and we begin to speak them out loud, Jesus is in us waiting for the Father to quicken, to lay hold of Christ in us, the Word of God. And Jesus is there to reveal the Word, the illuminating work of the Father through us as he shines his light. The life of Jesus frames what we speak, because life is shining through him. And these worlds that are revealed to us appear not from